The African Union has to date been disappointing in how it has addressed the crisis in Zimbabwe, and mainly because it has left the efforts to end the crisis to the Southern Africa Development Community, SADC. However, it's becoming increasingly obvious that SADC has been unable to achieve any concrete results on Zimbabwe and end the suffering of Zimbabweans. They are holding yet another extraordinary summit on Monday, and it seems unlikely that they'll come to any agreement.
You are also urging the African Union to suspend Zimbabwe from the organization if within a specific time frame it does not meet specific human rights and good governance benchmarks. Is this not overly ambitious?
It's only overly ambitious if one feels that the African Union does not have these kind of procedures in its mandate. The African Union Charter gives the African Union the mandate to suspend a government that is a threat to regional peace and security and that is flouting the rule of law and not respecting human rights. What is happening in Zimbabwe right now is a serious crime under international law.